Blog Talk Radio.
Glory, glory, glory be unto the Most High God. What a mighty God we serve. Awesome is He. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. I pray that you had a marvelous and wonderful day that the Lord has made, giving Him glory and honor in spite of the challenges, because He deserves all the glory. He deserves all the praise. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Something we hadn't said in a long time, that we should just glorify the Lord and say just, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You saved my soul. You made me whole. You saved my soul. Oh, I just want to thank you, Lord. He's been so good to us. He's been good to us. Hallelujah. Not only saving, but He's been good. What an awesome God we serve. We thank Him for every new day that He's added into our lives. It may be a Monday, but it's a new day. It may have the same name, but it's a new day. As time keeps moving, glory to God, we're golden, getting older, and we're praying that we're getting wiser and drawing closer and drawing nigh unto Him. Glory to God, and not allow outer time cause us, glory to God, to be hindered or, glory to God, stuck in this day's cycle. Glory to God, or the things of the past, looking in the rearview mirror. But help us to look to the hills with covenant our help, realize our help coming from the Lord. He is an awesome God, a right on time God. Hallelujah. Time might be passing, things that we anticipated, expecting to happen, but He has the right hour, the right time, and no matter what the delays is, it's not a denial. Just like, glory to God, when Daniel prayed, glory to God, and was held up 21 days, but the Lord thy God, hallelujah, sent an angel, glory to God, when He said, glory to God, Michael had said, glory to God, that God heard you the first day, glory to God, but the prince of Persia, sometimes the things we're waiting on, bless the Lord, hallelujah, may get hung up, but God did not deny us. That's why it's important and imperative. It is without a shadow of a doubt and most important for us to hold on to faith along with our patience, glory to God, to wait on the Lord and be of good courage and let Him strengthen our hearts, because whatever He said will come to pass, because He's not a God that He shall lie, and His hand is not too short that He can't deliver, in the name of Jesus. So glory to God. Hallelujah. We just got to stay encouraged and take courage and continue to praise and magnify Him, glory to God, throughout the duration, knowing, glory to God, that our God, hallelujah, got our best interests at heart, and whatever plan He has for is good, not for evil, to give us an expected end, to bless us and to prosper us. So we continue to exalt the name of the Lord. How excellent is thy name, O Lord. It's power in His name. Glory to God, hallelujah. Help us get to a place that we will soar like the eagles and run, glory to God, with the horses, and be like that tree planted by the rivers of water, that we shall not be moved. Help us to speak and decree and declare what thus said the Lord, not what we're feeling through the five senses, not what we're seeing through our eye gates, glory to God, or what we're hearing, but what we're feeling, glory to God, hallelujah. Even be careful what comes out of our mouth. You said life and death is in the power of the tongue, and so as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Set your affections on things above. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we got a work to do for the kingdom of God, but we need to be doing it with joy and peace as we cast all these cares and concerns back to Him, because He cared for us, and He said He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He have a plan, glory to God. Hallelujah. He want to prosper us and keep us in good health. Glory to God, as our soul prosper. He wants to use us, glory to God, to be a blessing unto others, to be able to preach the gospel, to teach and to reach glory to God, to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Help us to be on our post, God. Let us not be a people with lip service, but whatever we do, that you be glorified in it, and that we have an answer for everyone that asks about the hope that lies on the inside of us. And right now, at this time, glory to God, hallelujah, people need hope in God. Even coming through this pandemic, there's a lot still going on. We can't afford, glory to God, to let our guard down, because the enemy is out there on prowling around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. God, help us to stay on our post, seeking out your face and finding out what your word is saying for our daily bread, for our direction through the Holy Spirit. God, help us to pray ye one for another. Help us to pray, glory to God, for this generation, glory to God, of things to come and things that are going on now and things we need to let go to as well, so our light can shine, laying aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us, so we can run this race with patience, run with, glory to God, assurance, run, glory to God, to accomplishing, glory to God, our goal and whatever mission you have set before us and what you have set up, glory to God, for commission us to do. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Ah, God, we need you like never before. It's too much of prestige, power struggles, and naysaying and foolishness and folly going on. Every foul and unclean spirit, we bind you up and loose you from your assignment. All the critical and criticism and all the prejudice and all kind of foolishness is going on right now, causing people minds to be twisted, glory to God. Information, glory to God, with no revelation. What is that? In the name of Jesus, you said, glory to God, don't let it kill us, but the word, God, I mean, but the spirit maketh alive. God, help us to hear what you're saying. Your sheep know your voice, and you say another and not follow. What's going on in the body? Why are we so divided? Why are we following other gods? Why are we following the flesh? Why are we exalting things, glory to God, when you're the only one we ought to exalt? In the name of Jesus, God, we are praying now that these strongholds come down and have the mindset, glory to God, to have the mind of Christ. And you said those are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. God, I'm praying on behalf of the body of Christ that we get in line that we can fight the real devil, not the flesh. And glory, make sure we got our whole armor on. Make sure, glory to God, that we are walking in truth. And glory to God, that we're making sure, glory to God, that we're standing on what your word says and speaking and decree what you say with faith, glory to God. Not that knowledge, not head knowledge, not go out that intellect, but down in our spirit, so out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. It's time like never before to stand on the promises of the Lord, to fight the good fight of faith, to deny this flesh. Hallelujah. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Stop looking at our brothers and sisters trying to get, glory to God, a motor out of their eye when you got a 2x4 in ours. Oh, do that self-examination, glory to God, so we can be on one accord, that we can be in a place, glory to God, to accomplish what God want done. God, we never know what our neighbors are going through. We never know what's going on around the country or what's going on except listening to the news or word of mouth. We need to pray and seek out your face, glory to God, so we can be in position. So anyone, glory to God, that not only asks about the answer, I mean, the hope that lies in us, but they can see our lives. If they never say, glory to God, anything, they'll be able to look and see that there's a difference about us, that there's something, glory to God, going on in our lives, so we can be able to share the good news of Jesus Christ. God, it's you, glory to God, that says that you look on the heart, man looks on the outward appearance. Sometimes, glory to God, we're making progress, and then sometimes we fall off the wagon, and then the next thing you know, the person that was watching our lives trying to figure out what is going on. There's no 3, 4, 5 personality that Jesus has. He don't have, he's not schizophrenic. We got to be to a point we don't have a certain personality on the job, a certain personality in the church, a certain personality in the marketplace, another certain personality, glory to God, in our home. It's time now, glory to God, hallelujah, to live a life. Lord, when somebody read about us, what are they saying when they look at our lives? Is it Jesus' glory, hallelujah, being manifested? Is his flesh on parade? God, help us like never before to recognize we can't be a part-time lover. We can't afford, glory to God, trying to appease flesh and appease man, glory to God, and worried about mammon and finances and this, that, and the other, and everything else, and then coming to you only when we need you. Glory to God. You're not no Santa Claus, and you're not one of those ones, glory to God. I come to you when it's the Christ of the crisis. Ah, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. So I'm praying like never before. We get on our post so we can see sickness, glory to God, in the body of Christ being eradicated, not to the point, glory to God. We know some things are going to transpire, but it won't won't be so many open doors for heart attacks and strokes and kidney failures and, glory to God, aneurysms and all kinds of things of Alzheimer's, dementia, and glory to God, and arthritis and people breaking down the bones that, glory to God, cannot help us function to get where God wants us to go. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, we'll know some things against us that, glory to God, we don't have no control over. We have power to bind and loose, that we don't have to go through everything that the world is going through. Oh, glory to God, you said, by your stripes we're healed. That thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give us life and life more abundant. Help us to keep decreeing and declaring what the word says. The enemy's not going to just run because you said, oh, the Lord said thus and so about you, and God's going to use you, this, that, and the other. Oh, if anything, he's going to fight you like never before. Glory to God, he said he trembled at the name of Jesus. He didn't say stop. Hallelujah. So we got to stand on the word in faith like never before. We got to keep decreeing and declaring. We got to tear down these strongholds. We got to know who we are and whose we are in the name of Jesus. We have to know that we have power and authority if we operate the way God say do it. You're not going to grow over to God walking in any power, grow over to God living a life over to God. Hallelujah. Can't be transparent. You're caught up in the world and you're caught up in this, that, and the other. Or glory to God, sowing discord and foolishness, glory to God, and always angry and frustrated, glory to God, always trying to, glory to God, retaliate. Oh, no, you can't walk in any power that way. We got to walk in the power by yielding and humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God. So many things, glory to God, are going on in life. People are caught up in pride and high-mindedness and everything else, glory to God, but submitting to the will of God. Oh, God, I'm praying that we don't have to be brought to our knees, but we'll bow down on our knees in our spirit, man, if we can't get naturally on the natural knee, but humble us, glory to God, so that way you can, because you said humility, glory to God, if we humble ourselves, you'll do the exalting. So humility brings on promotion. Help us, glory to God, to allow, glory to God, this flesh to die. Pick up our cross, though, and follow you, glory to God, so we can walk in power and authority. We can see, glory to God, sickness being eradicated. When we pray or lay hands or send the word, we can have, glory to God, the faith to know that God's going to use. If he used something, glory to God, like he did with Paul sending a handkerchief, he still used the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God has not changed. Hallelujah. He's the same yesterday, today, forevermore. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, help us to know, glory. He may give us some things once in a while. We're not talking about this stuff that the enemy is offering or things that we conjure up with our flesh, but he may give us some strange things to the natural man, glory. In some cases, hallelujah, but every time he proves himself, hey, we got to have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, not a spirit, not cast with a friendly ghost, but the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, glory to God, to let him lead and guide us, and let him comfort and encourage and direct us in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, when we miss you, help us to get back, glory to God, on track and humble ourselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways. Come in line with 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It is an hour and a time like never before to pray for the body of Christ. We get in line. We're going to see some other things in the world get in line in this cosmos in the name of Jesus. We are praying for so many things to change, but we don't want to change. We got to get it in alignment. We got to get in alignment, and we got to stop murmuring and complaining, but we got to speak the truth, and we got to stand on what's right. Hallelujah. More compassion, but not to condone sin, not to go along with it in the name of Jesus. We recognize it, but we got to go and speak like God says speak. And sometimes it's going to be boldness because it's going to take some of that for some people to come out. If you pacify them, some going to continue in sin, but we got to have wisdom. How being meek and how to go ahead and restore somebody in the meekness of Jesus Christ. Ah, God help us like never before to persist, pursue. Glory to God. Persevere in you like never before. Get rid of the procrastination, hallelujah, and the hesitation. Glory to God and the hypocrisy and excuses, hallelujah. Oh, we're praying like never before to put a watch on our tongue. Hallelujah, because some things that we're saying is not glorifying the Lord. We think we're right, glory to God, because we have a little bit of knowledge and a little gift, but glory to God, God didn't come to embarrass and humiliate, glory to God, but there's times he has to expose in the name of Jesus, but he'll do whatever he does in meekness and in love. Oh, God, help us like never before. to be courageous in you. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I'll be like that be like, glory to God, that deer that panted after the water brook. So our heart panted after the hunger and our thirst for you. Our bread of heaven feed us till we want no more. Glory to Eshaba, Kondorale, the Isitianda, or Torabo Koshata. Ah, you're calling us deep unto thee, calling us to humility, calling us up hither, glory to God, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church and not just dismiss and not get caught up on, glory to God, a position. And not get caught up on because we have an assignment. But hallelujah, make sure our life is lining up with your word. Make sure humility is there. Make sure we have picked up our cross and following you. Help us, glory to God, to not covet it in the name of you, somebody else's gift, or not freeze-dry, microwave somebody else's anointing, trying to, glory, our copycat them, a clone what they're doing. Hallelujah. Instead of going to work in prayer, going to work in seeking your face, going to work in, glory, that getting in the word and let the word get in us. You said out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. Ah, what is it saying when you get under pressure? What is it saying when challenges come? What is it saying, glory to God, when you're under the influence of what? Hallelujah, the word flowed so powerfully even last night for all the ministers of the gospel that brought such a powerful word. We give God glory until for the messengers, glory to God, Mother Will, glory to Mother Alexander, Master Sim, glory to God, Mother McCormick and Minister Black, glory to God, our God blessed and used. But help us every time we come before the Lord to be used in whatever capacity, whether we are praying, seeking out his faith in our prayer closet, or glory to God, speaking to the, glory to God, the articles of God online or in the church or even in the streets or wherever. Oh, let all the glory be to the Lord. Help us to keep seeking out his faith. So when we bring a word, it's not from our intellect. It's from, glory to God, hallelujah, the power of the anointing that affects our hearts and penetrate our spirit in the name of Jesus. It wasn't something, glory, that somebody else conjured up and we copied and said, oh, we can enhance one another with the word, hallelujah, and thing with the gifting, but we got to make sure we're hearing God. So I bless the Lord for his word and what he's doing, life-changing events taking place as we've been transformed. God help us, glory, to be in place because our youth is going through, marriages are going through. Oh, glory to God, people's lives are being taken, glory to God. Oh, glory to God, and blood is running in the streets like water. Plead the blood of Jesus against satanic forces and evil forces that are dealing with people's minds. Everybody is not crazy. Some of them just under the influence of the devil. Glory to God. For whether it was generational curses, whether it was evilness, glory to God, for their being prejudiced, or whether some things, glory, had gone on their job and they lost it, or they're under pressure because they don't know where the next meal or this, that, and the other, or whatever voice that the enemy said. And some just under the influence of they've been playing and tampering with things of the devil. In the name of you, whatever the reason is, anything contrary to the will of God is the devil. Help us to pray, bind, and loose, glory to God. Help us to pray, glory to God, for our neighbors. God, we don't know what's going on in them doors on the other side of that door. We don't know what, glory, somebody might be suffering through in their marriage, or children being abused, or somebody worshiping the satanic forces, or others, glory to God, plotting and planning and already conjuring up things, glory to God, to shoot and kill and glory to God, do other things, some outlawed road rage or whatever it may be. God, we are praying in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. God, for mercy, for grace, for glory to God, for the voices of the enemy that's speaking to them that will cease in the name of Jesus. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. God, we are praying exposure. We are praying for glory. Ask wherever you tell us to pray or who you tell us to pray for, that maybe that word will reach, they'll penetrate through their hearts, and maybe it come through a word on the television, a word, glory to God, on the CD, a word, glory to God, somebody was ministering or praying or something, glory to God, came through, glory to God, with somebody, hallelujah, who just happened to just come across their path. Wherever, whatever method, God, help us to stay on the wall of prayer. Help us to stay focused. Don't allow the enemy to cause us to get so caught up in our pain and our agony because we have not released it over into God's hands. And now, glory to God, it's piling up and we're being distracted that we can't pray effective. We're so upset about being lonely. We're so upset about who did this and I'm divorcing. We're so upset, glory to God, about the preacher, glory to God, took advantage of me, or glory to God, and then I'm on the job and they don't even want to recognize me, glory to God, or taking my promotion or what I did work hard for, or something else over there going on with our sisters and brothers because this one said that and that said this, or confusion and chaos, or something going on with our children. Anything he can use in our bodies, he'll try to use whatever he can, even the closest thing to us. Help us to pray. Keep casting that thing back that day. Keep casting it back every time something comes up. Don't let it conjure up, glory to God, and what the enemy is doing to cause it to compile. And next thing you know, we can't even hardly get out of it. We can't seem to move. It seems like we're in quicksand because we have not released it. Because, glory to God, we're fighting, but we're not really fighting. Sometimes we won't even take advantage of the opportunity that God give us, brothers and sisters, to pray with wisdom who to call. And sometimes we just in denial. We don't even want to do that, but we're talking about the devil and the devil and how I feel and this, that, and the other. And don't let go over to God. Let go and let God lead us. Go right, because the way that he's leading us, we don't want to accept it. In the name of Jesus. Sometimes go over to God when you call somebody. You might be the very one that he used you, receive something and use you to be a blessing back on the other end. Help us to take whatever avenue and lifeline God put out there. Help us to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. Help us to pray one for another. Help us, glory to God, to seek you first. And then as you put somebody on our heart, step out in faith. And don't let the enemy trick us because you didn't get that call through that first time. Sometimes it's a test whether you're going to trust me or not. God is so much you want to do in us. And you said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. It's time now for us to get in that word and find out what the word is saying and operate accordingly and not just glory to God and I'll just gift. Not just glory to God because we can articulate well. Not because we can run some scriptures. Not because we got a prophetic anointing. Not just because glory to God, God uses us, hallelujah, in whatever capacity. But seek your face continuously. And Lord, help us to stay humble before you. And if pride is there, don't deny. Don't justify. Hallelujah. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Help us to pull up some of these weeds. You're planting some seeds, glory to God, for our growth and for our maturity, for us to grow. But if we don't take time to spend time with you and take time, glory to God, to recognize errors in ourselves as well as what the enemy is sending, glory to God, and don't pull up them weeds. Oh, it's going to take over before you know it. You're backslidden, don't even know you are, but you're still confessing Christ. God, I pray right now. Help us like never before. This is the hour and the time we need you. As we pray, glory to God, and for these prayer warriors, stay on their posts. God, continue to bless in their homes and in their bodies and in their families. Glory to God and all the assignment that you give them for ministry. We pray, glory to God, that you are blessed their every day. Pray for all of those warriors all around the globe, wherever they are, in the ditches, in the trenches, glory to God, up before in the pulpits, wherever, in the streets, wherever you're using them, God, bless them, cover them, protect them, and shield them. Some people are so lives in danger trying to get the word out around the globe. Help them, and we're up here just tiptoeing through things and just telling, tattletaling and of confusion and chaos and don't realize the time that we're really living in. Ah, but he still wants us to have the joy and the peace. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Ah, glory to God. You said in Philippians 4, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. Be anxious for nothing but by prayer and supplication. Make your request known unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Then give thanksgiving. And he will give us that peace that passes all understanding. When we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on it, then we have the mind of Christ to think on those things that are true, that are noble, glory to God, that are just, that glory to God, a good report, that glory to God, that are lovely. In the name of Jesus. As Mark 11 said, when you pray, believe that you receive. If you have any ought against anyone, glory to God. In order for your Father to forgive, you're going to have to forgive, or he won't forgive us. God, help us, glory to God, to know that it's vital. That's why John 3:16 is so important. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank God for forgiveness. Thank God for the power of love. Thank God for the agape. Thank God for Jesus. Father, we bless you today. We give glory and honor to you. Bind up every satanic and demonic force that will come against these prayers, this prayer, glory to God, and everything that you encounter for us to do. We bind up untimely death, sickness, and disease. We pray for those that are going through in the name of Jesus, that Satan looses hold off of their minds in the name of Jesus, chaos and confusion, sickness and diseases that will cause, glory to God, heartache and disappointment and, glory to God, calling the body, glory to God, to deteriorate. We plead the blood of Jesus. We speak life right now. In the name of Jesus. And we give you glory and honor. In the name of Jesus. We pray for those, glory to God, that are going through grief now. Bless them, touch them. Bless, glory to God, Pastor Burton and all the family raised through this home going today through their family member in Washington. They bring back home safely. Pray for Pastor Graham with hers. Glory to that son that's gone on the glory on that they just bless him. Glory to God to release him on Saturday. so many other things are going through, praying for other families and praying for others that are fighting for their lives now, not only just for the pandemic, all other kind of diseases or whatever. We're speaking life. We're praying for miracles to rise up like never before. We get on our post, we're going to see more and miraculous. And also, oh, glory to our restoration, and we're going to see, glory to God, the power of God in operation, even through our hand and some things he may do as we allow him to in the name of Jesus. God, pray for those who need food, clothing, and shelter, and as our sister McCormick prays so much, that need clean water, just to be able to ask. Water is a vital part to our bodies. We're praying for those, glory to God, that need that, and they need food too as well, and we need some that just need love, and they need salvation most of all even these foreign countries as well as ours. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. To God be the glory. He is marvelous, wonderful, awesome God we serve. Praise the Lord. Amen. We pray right now, glory to God, as we allow Mother Alexander, Mother Willette, right after. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I'm trying to see. Bless the Lord. Who else, Mother? I'm trying to see. Minister Brenda, no, Mother McCormick, and then Sister Brenda. Let me check one more thing to make sure Pastor Bird is not on the line. If she is, I want to make sure that sometimes she has to get off right away, that she's not here. So in that order, praise the Lord. So we open the line for Mother, oh, my God, what happened just now? For Mother, Mother Alexander, then Mother Willette, and I think I said Mother McCormick, Sister Minister Brenda. I see Pastor Sim is there. I don't see Pastor Brother Black yet. So in that order, we're going to go until the Lord tell otherwise. Thank God for you tonight. We bless God, and thank God again for the word last night. So the line is open for Mother Alexander.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you. Can you hear me? Hello?
Oh, yes, definitely. You come across clear.
Wait a minute. I think this phone is going up. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I heard you the whole time.
Glory to God. Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for grace and mercy, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for being so good to us, Lord. As we come tonight, Lord God, just to give you glory and give you praise. For you are the Lord that healeth and delivereth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. My phone, I've got to get the next phone. God, this one keeps cracking in my ears. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
We can hear you.
Can you hear now?
Oh, I heard you the first time. You still was coming across. It probably making noise on your side, but it was clear on this side.
Okay. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Father, we thank you today, Lord. Thank you for waking us up in a sound mind and a healthy body this morning, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. For, Lord, you are the only living God. You are the God that created us all, Heavenly Father. You said in your word, cast all our cares on you. We come today casting every cares, Lord. As you are the God that know it all, Father God, nothing is hidden from you, and nothing is too hard for you to do. We praise you. We glorify you this morning. For, Lord God, you are the only living God. I bring the family before you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, touch the families that they stand strong, Lord God, knowing that you are a God that hears every prayer. We know you said in your word, Lord God, if we pray, it's in the name of Jesus we stand faithfully, Lord God. I pray for brothers and sisters all over the world, those that know and those that don't know, standing in the gap for my brothers and sisters. Lord, you said in your word, Lord God, if we pray. Thank you, Lord God, for making a way for each and every one of us, oh Lord God, because you are the God that deliver. There is no other deliver but you, Lord God. I pray for fatherless sons, oh God. Continue to strengthen them, Lord God. Continue to let them stand boldly in the name of Jesus. Fatherless daughters, Lord God, continue to bless them with the strength to keep pushing on regardless what goes on. And Lord, we pray for the youth today, Lord God, that so much stuff is going on, Lord, but your word says, Lord, if we pray, and your promises is real, Heavenly the Father. So, Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you strengthen the inner man in these youth today, Lord God, that they will stand strong against the wiles of the enemy, because this foul spirit that come to destroy the mind of these young people, we binding that spirit up right now. We binding it up and we casting it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. He'll have no authority in their life. Father God, help them to be strong in your word, Lord God. And those that don't know you, Lord, send someone part the crossway, Lord, to tell them about the living God. Glory be to your name, Father God, because your word is true, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God. We pray for our president, Lord God, that he will have right choice. Make right choices, Lord God. Stand faithful, Lord God. Call upon the name of Jesus. Because, Father, your word said, pray for those that is in authority. And we know your word is strong, Lord God. Nothing can override your word. If you said it, Lord, we're going to stand boldly and proclaim the victory in all those that is in authority, Lord God. We pray for our vice president that he continue to stand, Lord God. Continue to stand faithful and to do your will, Father God, because your word is what keeps us, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you for hearing our cry, Heavenly Father. Thank you for taking away these pestilence off the earth, Lord, because we know you are the God that deliver. There ain't nothing that you cannot do, Heavenly Father. You said, if we pray, Lord God. Help us to be consistent in prayer, Lord God. Help us to stand faithful and know that you are a God that hears each prayer, Lord God. No matter where we are, you know it all, Father God, because nothing is too hard for you to do, Lord God. And Lord, we're standing in the gap for brothers and sisters. We're standing in the gap for you today, Lord God. We're standing in the gap for sisters that is going through situation with their body, Lord God. We bind in that false spirit that come against them, Lord God. Because your word said, Lord God, whatever we bind and hurt is bind in heaven. And we know that your promises is real, Lord God. So we command that spirit that come against the body of the sisters to loose it in the name of Jesus. Loose our legs in the name of Jesus. Father God, we claim healing in our legs, Lord God. Because, Lord, you see our Father God. And you know every area of our life. But, Father, your promises said, if we pray. And your promises tell us to believe when we pray. Believe. So, Lord, we standing in the gap and praying, Lord God, that you touch our body, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we claim healing, total divine healing in our body. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for strengthening the inner man and the pastors that they will continue to stand faithful, Lord God, knowing that they are the mighty men of God and mighty women of God. Stand faithful, Lord God. Help them to be strong in you, Lord God, because your word said, Lord God, if we pray, your promises is real. And Lord, we know that you are a God that cannot fail us. Your word said it, Lord. Help us to stand strong and believe it, Lord God. Because you said it, we must stand strong. Take you by your word. Father God, we praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for having mercy on us all, Heavenly Father. Thank you for taking away disease and sickness from the midst of us all, Lord God. Thank you for giving us that strength and dominion and power to stand boldly and proclaim the victory, Lord God. Oh, Father God, help us to know how to stand faithful and to treat each other with agape love, Lord God. That we must know that if we stand faithful, love one another, nothing is impossible for us to do. Bind up that deceiving spirit that brings hatred and strife. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, that the sisters and brothers can know to stand together. Don't give that foul spirit no place. So we binding up that foul spirit of strife, bitterness. We binding it up in the name of Jesus. It shall not have authority in our life, nor our brothers and sisters' lives. In Jesus' name, we claim victory, Lord God, victory. Continue to bless the head of the prayer line, Heavenly Father. Continue to strengthen our day by day, Lord God. Bind up anything that is not of you that come against us. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen.
Hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we just come before your presence. Lord God Almighty, you are so good, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I thank you, hallelujah, that you love us. Glory be to God. I bow my head to you because you are worthy, oh, Lord God. Thank you so much for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession, even as we pray the prayer of faith, trusting and believing with the expectation that what we pray is according to your will, Heavenly Father, which is your word. And then, Lord God, our expectation is by faith. What we act is already done. Glory be to God. You say, act, and ye shall receive. Knock and the door be open, seek and ye shall find. Glory be to God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I praise you this evening because you're so good. Glory be to God. Thank you for life. Thank you for good health. Glory be. Thank you. Ah, your robo sheke. You are so merciful, so good, Lord God. Hallelujah. We're of a sound mind and praying, hallelujah, for a mind like Christ. Praying for the Lord God, the fullness of God to be dwelling on the inside of us, glory be to God. Praying that the Holy Spirit will help us to pray and intercede for us, Lord God, when we don't know how to pray. In the name of Jesus, Father, I just bless you on today, this evening, Lord God. I thank you for my brother and sisters and those guests that come on the line week after week, Lord God. And God, we're just not here just to say some pretty words, but we're here to get in touch with you, the living, God, the El Shaddai. Yes, you are the all-sufficient one. Glory be to God, the one that's able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. Thank you for the prayers that have already gone forward. And according to Matthew 18 and 19, when we touch and agree, God, we can ask what down here on earth, and you will make sure that it's done in heaven. Glory be to God. So we pray that, Lord God, no hindrance come against the answers from flowing to those that stand in the need of help on this tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, I appreciate you so much, Lord God, because I know you care about us. Because the scripture teaches that your prayers say, our Father, you are our Father. If you are a child of God, glory be to God. And I thank and praise God, Ezekiel tell me, glory be to God, that all souls belong to you. Of course, it also says the soul that sinneth shall die. But all souls belong to you. So I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You took some pressure off me when I read that scripture, praise God, because sometimes the kids get to acting up, and I don't know who they acting like. Hello, somebody. But, God, I thank you so much that you care about us. You're concerned about every one of our concerns. You taught us in your word to cast our cares upon you, for you care about us. Glory be to God. You said in your word, hallelujah, you spoke in my ear and said, you will perfect that which concerns me. And I know that if you're born again, hallelujah, baptized, believer of the body of Christ, God, you're going to do just what you say. And I trust what you say, glory be to God. I'm putting in remembrance that I just, a scripture, praise God, as I read, hallelujah,
what you said in Galatians 5:1, where Jesus, hallelujah, has made us free from what? Hallelujah. From, hallelujah, being entangled with the bondage of this world. Hello, somebody, Galatians 5:1. Jesus has made us free. And I say, God, I thank you for the freedom, because once we accept Christ, we're not under the law. Glory be to God. We're not under this world. Hello, somebody. But we're under, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus. We are new creatures in Christ. Old things, the way we used to live, it no longer has the effect on our lives, no longer have control over us, no longer have us in chains and bound in bondage. We are set free, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So I pray and I proclaim and decree liberty to those that once was entangled with the yoke of bondage of sin. Oh, God, because we are new creatures in Christ. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You didn't sacrifice your life. You didn't go through this horrible crucifixion for nothing for me. I'm in appreciation for what you've done. I hate you had to go through so much suffering, but I really appreciate what you did, that we might be rescued from a life of sin, death, destruction, and the hellfire, where the worms will not die and the fire will not be quenched. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father God, that you have given your Son that we might live. Glory be to God. What a mighty God that we serve. I praise your name. Hallelujah. I give you thanks. Hallelujah. Even when we've missed it, we've fell by the wayside, God, you didn't give up on us. Glory be to God. When we messed up, hallelujah, you didn't count us out. Hallelujah, glory be to God. But, Lord God, hallelujah, you saw the end of the thing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You knew that we would make it because you already knew, hallelujah, that we would come to the Lord while it was still day. Thank you, Lord. And I pray for souls that have not yet, hallelujah, come to Jesus. And I pray for more souls. Hallelujah, Lord God. I pray for the laborers of the harvest, that they might, Lord God, hear from the unction of the Holy Ghost and speak to that one that crossed their path and be available, hallelujah, and produce such fruit, Lord God, that people would be drawn to you in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you so much. I pray, oh, Lord God, in agreement with my sisters and brother on this line that pray about sickness and disease. And God, I thank you, because when Romans said, Galatians said 5:1, that Jesus has made us free, you made us free from being suffering from all this sicknesses and diseases too, because by Isaiah 53, praise God, and verse 5 said, you was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace, it was upon you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. And you said, hallelujah, with your stripes we are healed. Glory be to God. 1 Peter 2:24. Hallelujah, with your stripes we are healed. Glory be to God. Psalms 107 and verse 20, praise God, you sent your word and healed us. So, God, I thank you, hallelujah, for giving us liberty, yes, and freedom, glory be to God, from sin. Sin is a sickness, God. In the name of Jesus, deliver. God, we pray in the name of Jesus, you deal with that adversary that keep lifting up or exalting these afflictions and these diseases and these symptoms, Lord God, against the knowledge of God. And we command the devil to loose people in the name of the Lord Jesus. God, I thank you. You taught me in your word. Hallelujah. In Mark 11:22, to have faith in God. And if we have faith in God, we can say something to the mountain and not waver a doubt in our heart. Glory be to God. And we bind up doubt and unbelief. We can't think we can get anything from you if we're having some doubt. God, I believe you. Hallelujah. Yes, I believe you, Lord God. I believe you
are able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. I thank you for liberty and freedom from sin, from sickness, from disease, from this coronavirus, from any sickness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, with that Jesus, hallelujah, didn't suffer in vain. Hallelujah. He took our, bore our sorrows and our, carried our griefs. That's sicknesses and diseases. If he carried them, why should I be sitting down here suffering? The blood of Jesus against that demon of error. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. When we find out, let us not lay down and just take it. What did Jesus say to the man? Take up your bed and walk. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. I believe you, Lord God. I thank you for what, hallelujah, Paul said, hallelujah, when they was about to be shipwrecked, he said, Paul said to his shipmates, he said, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God. Yes, he said it. I believe God, and I believe God, too, that it shall be even as it was told, because God had already encouraged Paul and told him, you're going to get to Rome, you're going to get to where you got to go because you got to preach over there too. Hello, somebody. But they was fearful. The people on the ship was fearful. And Paul, that was in Acts the 27th chapter, and praise God. Paul said about that 31st verse, some part, he said, except you abide in the ship, you can't be saved. In other words, you better stay with Jesus. We're living in a time where you don't know what's going to happen from one day to the next, but you better know as a child of God that God is in charge. Yes, he is. Glory be to God. He's in charge of our lives, and he's able, hallelujah, to work it out for our good, even when the enemy meant for evil. Glory be to God. And, yes, we may have trials. We may have some tribulation, but be of good cheer. Hallelujah. Jesus said in John the 6th chapter, praise God, the 16th and the 33rd verse, I have overcome the world. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. So I pray for liberty and freedom from sin, from sickness, from disease, from strongholds, from addictions, Lord God, in the name of, from everything that's trying to get in the way of your divine plan, purpose, and will for our lives. Thank you, Father God, that we can ask, believing that we receive. And I said something not long ago, sometimes we got to speak some things out of our mouth, and we got to speak believing. We can't be speaking with doubt or timidly. Claim, hallelujah, what stand. God, I thank you that I am in good health. Glory be to God. I thank you for healing this foot, this fractured foot, and this other limb that have some pain from that fall. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you, Jesus, that you already bore the sickness and the sorrows and the grief. Glory be to God. You've already worked it out, and I'm healed. For by your stripes, yes, I am. Glory be to God. Some things we've got to proclaim out of our mouths in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for you've given us so many to listen, so many, praise God, apostles and prophets and ministers and so many people. You've given us so many examples that we can go by in your word. You've taught us, glory be to God. You're still teaching us. And I'm not too old to learn. Glory be to God. Thank you so much, Father. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you give us deliverance, Lord God, from the demon of deception, lying to people left and right. And because people have not surrendered to you, they're listening to a lie. They're believing the error, the demon of error that tells them, oh, you just mixed up in your mind. You got to have this disease or that. The devil is a liar. I pray for no more, hallelujah, growths of cancer at the name of Jesus, because you said whatsoever we ask, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I believe God. Paul said, I believe God. It's going to be just as it was told me. That sounds like what Mary said. Be it unto me according to your word, dear God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God, it's time for us to trust you. It's time for us to take you at your word. It's time, hallelujah, to have confidence and the assurance that if anybody can do it, it's you. And, God, we must walk, hallelujah. We must walk believing, God, and being a, Lord God, an example in this world today. We pray for our loved ones that are not feeling good. One is not feeling good, got some cold symptoms and made us some soup. And, God, I thank you that by the time this prayer line is over with tonight, she's going to be recovered. Yes. Oh, yes, devil, I said she'll be recovered at the name of Jesus, because he said, whatsoever I ask, believing that I receive, I shall have what I ask for. Glory be to God, because you're able to do it. You can do it immediately, Lord God. Hallelujah. God, help us on tonight to continue to trust you. We heard so many wonderful messages on last night on what influence are you under. Help us to realize that it's time for us to look in the mirror, evaluate our lives. Galatians 5 tell us the different fruits of the flesh. Hello, somebody. If you're wondering whether you're operating under the wrong influence, look out there where Galatians 5 talks about the operation of the flesh. And then go to 5:22, praise God, and begin to read the influence, the operation of the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, what should be demonstrated in our lives. Hallelujah. God, help us to get better. Help us to get better. Help us to, Lord God, realize we ain't that great. Hello, somebody, that we can think we're better than somebody else because we still on this earth and we got to get to you. Hallelujah. But, God, I don't want to be a stumbling block for anybody on earth. And I know that I have fallen and has been come short of the glory of God. I've sinned and coming short of the glory of God, and I ask you for forgiveness, Lord God, for my sin. And I pray I never, ever practice sin again in my life. And if I fall, Lord God, I pray that you would strengthen me quick in the Holy Spirit, that I hear your voice. I hear that message again. Hallelujah. Help us to be quick to hear your voice and then to be quick to obey what you say in Jesus' name. Father, now I pray. I know I can't pray all night, so I pray for my brothers and sisters on this line, their families, Lord God. People are going through. Regardless of the sickness or the disease, I know that you're able. So I dispatch the sword of the Spirit even now. Hallelujah. By the authority that you have given me, hallelujah, that Lord God, that we can speak, and Lord God, your word can go forth, hallelujah, the sword of the Spirit with your anointing, and break and destroy the yoke of every bondage, of affliction, of disease, of sickness, of sin, of stronghold, whatever it is, once again, that's trying to interfere with your divine plan for our lives. Let your word go forth with your anointing to take care of it and handle it in the name of Jesus. God, I pray special favor, Lord God, on these that are there. And remember those that are bereaved, Lord God. So many have lost loved ones and friends. And, Lord God, they hurt, Lord God. And I pray that you, Lord God, just wrap your loving arms around them, comfort them as only you can, and help us to show kindness. Help us to do better at what we do. Help us to show random. I heard this young lady, Lord God, hallelujah, that, well, I won't get into it, but help us to do better at showing random acts of kindness to others in the name of Jesus. Lord, I love you. Bless my brothers and sisters. I pray that you continue to meet the prayer line leaders, Lord God, needs according to, Lord God, your riches and glory. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. God, strengthen her in every area of her life, and don't let her fall short of anything that she stands or a request from you in Jesus' name. And remember all those who've asked for prayers, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Somebody requested prayer, Lord God, for a bone marrow transplant. Lord God, somebody need a house. Somebody need, Lord God, a job. God, open up the windows of heaven and pour it out and release it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We pray for our leaders everywhere, those in positions of authority. We pray for, Lord God, our military, the prisoners of war, our nurses and doctors, first responders. God, those that handle our food products, especially those, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. God, I thank you. The leadership within the body of Christ, God, help us to follow you in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you so much. I love you so much. I praise you. Father God, I pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to intercede for us because there's so many things to pray about and for. Remember our ministers on this line, Lord God, that are going through. I pray that you give them a complete recovery. In the name, heal those surgical wounds. Heal those fractures in the name of Jesus. God, touch those minds, and we rebuke that demon of deception telling people that they got to be bipolar, schizophrenic, Alzheimer's, dementia. The devil is a liar because ain't none of that in you, Father God. We are new creatures. We are spirits. Hallelujah. And we are seated in heavenly places in you, Jesus. Father, I love you. I bless you. I pray for each person. God, let us draw closer to you and let your Holy Spirit teach us day by day. Help us, Father. And we pray for our families, our friends, all those in the name of Jesus. I love you, Lord. I bless you. I praise you. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mother McCormick, you're not there? Mother McCormick, are you there? Okay, let me check this other line of hers. Okay, if not, we don't have Minister Brenda. We'll check that with Mother McCormick. Let me open Evangelist Brenda's line.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I've given God honor and praise, and I just thank God and praise God for this new day. Thank and praise God for waking each and every one of us up this morning in our right mind. I just thank him and praise him for the blood covering of his son, Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you, and I just praise you. I can't praise you enough, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I give you honor, and I praise you. Father God, I thank you, hallelujah, for keeping each and every one of us covered under your blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Father, I thank you, hallelujah, for having open ears to our prayer. Father God, I thank you that are the joy of you are the joy of our strength, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, as I come before you and your throne of grace to take, oh glory, Father, I uplift all the pastors, all the leaders, everyone in leadership in the fivefold ministry. Father God, I ask you and I ask you to give them strength and divine strategy, Father God, as they are covering the people that you put them over, Father God. Give them divine strategy of what to do and what to say, Father God. Help this strengthen them so they wouldn't get weak and weary, Father God, in the well-doing and the work that you have given them to do. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I have come against what the enemy is trying to bring against the body of Christ, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come against them, Father God. We come against that spirit of God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I uplift the youth to you today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. As they're out of school, Father God, keep them covered under the blood of your son, Christ Jesus, Father God. We come against that murdering spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come against that suicide spirit, in the name of Jesus. We come against that gang violence spirit, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, we ask you right now, Father God, to look upon their parents, Father God. Give them parents a heart of compassion for the children, Father God. Give them an open ear to listen to hear what their children are saying to them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I uplift our enemies to you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. You bless their going in and you bless their coming out. And Father, I uplift each and every one of our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, Father God. But you said in your word, if we save, our household shall be saved, Father God. So we speak in divine salvation over our family, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now, Father God, to touch each and every one and give them a mind of Christ, Father God. Give them a hunger and a thirst after you and the things pertaining to your kingdom. in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, I uplift Apostle Burton to you. I uplift Apostle Hubbard to you. I uplift each and every prayer warrior on this line, Father God. Even the unspoken prayer that they have before you, Father God, you know what it is. You bless it according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Father God, and Father God, each and every one that have infirmity on their body, you said in your word, by your stripes they are healed and they are made whole, Father God. So we decree and we declare divine healing over each and every one that has infirmity in their body. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I give you the honor. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I uplift each and every inmate all over the world in the prison world, Father God. Bless them, Father God, as they're behind the wall, Father God. Give them divine understanding and knowledge as your word. Put someone in their pathway that will tell them the good news about Jesus and that there are somebody in your sight in the name of Jesus. Bless the jailers, the warden, all the officers, and bless them also, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And bless the homeless, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And bless each and every one in the nursing home, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I give you the honor and I give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Mother McCormick, did it come through? Her line is acting up on her tonight. We're going to try this other line. Mother McCormick, are you on this line? Well, we're going to go right on to her so she can get her line free. She's having some problems on the line, so we were going to Mother Pastor Sims.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come before you tonight. We want to lift your name on high, Father, because there's no other name under heaven whereby man might be saved but the name of Jesus. And Lord, we come before you, we give you honor and glory, Lord. Father, we thank you for your matchless grace. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody can do the things that you do, Lord God. We praise you, Lord, and we love you. And we ask that you help us to love you more, Lord. Help us to love each other, Father, with the agape love, that love that comes only through knowing Christ Jesus. Father, we just lift you up. We honor you. We thank you, Lord, that you're Emmanuel. You're God with us, Lord. Well, you say, thank you, Lord. We thank you for every good and perfect gift. And Father, continue. Help us to continue to lift your name on high, that dying men and women will be able to see and cry out, I feel like I can't hold out anymore, and come running, Lord, to the throne of grace whereby you can save them, Father. You offer your salvation. It's a free gift to all. All you have to do is accept it. Lord, we know that some people accept it, but not in their heart. You accept it in your mind, you accept it in your heart. Father God, we praise you. We honor you, Lord God. We come confessing our sins before you, Lord. We ask, Father God, that you help us not to...
Well, I'm going to put you with my cell phone when it's your time.
That we would be honest, Father, in our dealings with you, Lord, that we would confess, because you said if you confess your sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We're asking you tonight, Lord God, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Father. Thank you, Lord, for throwing out the lifeline that we could come to you, Father. But you won't just break in on us. We have to come of our own free will. And, Father, we come tonight giving you honor and glory for all the good and wonderful things that you have done. We're asking you, Lord Jesus, to help us to live our lives one day at a time. Because, Father, there's trouble on every hand, Father. But you said, be of good cheer because you have overcome the world, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Help us to hold on, Lord, to your word. Thank you, Lord God, for your mercy. Even as bad as the things are, we're still under your mercy and your grace. And, Father, we love you. And we do give you honor. Father, we pray for mankind everywhere. Father, we pray for heads of nations all over this world, Lord God. We pray for every man, woman, boy, and girl that don't know you, Lord, that stand in need of a blessing and of your salvation. We pray for them tonight, Lord God. We pray for the sick and shut in, whatever it might be, Father. There's so many things that we can't name and we can't call, Father. Even those that don't know they're sick, don't know that they have a problem in their body, Lord. But we ask that you heal, set free, and deliver, Lord. Everyone on this line, Father, and any sickness or disease or anything that they have, Lord God, that you would just wipe it out as only you can do, Lord. I thank you, and I know you're a healer. Father, I know you're a mind regulator. Yes, I do. Father, I know you're a burden bearer and a heavy load sharer. And, Father, we honestly come before you tonight just giving you praises and thanksgiving, Father. Bless. Father, bless this, all of us, Lord, the people in the hospital suffering with anything. And the COVID, Lord God, we just holding on because we know you're going to work it out and you're going to send it out of this earth back into the pit from which it came, never to rise again. Now, that's my prayer, Lord, to send it away from us, every nation and every tribe, Lord, everywhere, the people way in the bush countries and all back and wherever they are. Just, Father, let your words ring forth, Father. Let it ring all over the world, Father, that men and women, boys and girls would know that that is a God who saves to the utmost, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your matchless grace. Nobody like you. Nobody can do the things that you do, Lord God. For every pastor, the whole fivefold ministry, Lord. Oh, Father, just continue to bless them, Lord, because it's a needy time. It's a needy time, Lord. And we stand in need of your mercy and your grace. Strengthen us, Lord, where we're weak, and build us up where we're torn down. Father, we love you, we praise you, we honor you, we bless your name, Father. And Father, I ask you to please look down upon my family. Father, some of them have received diagnoses that are not favorable, Lord God. And we ask that you bless them, Lord. Give them long life, full of days, because you said, Father, in your word, you sent your word. Psalm 7:20, you sent your word and healed us, Father. And if we can only have the faith to hold on and believe and hold fast to your word, Lord, because you do honor your word. You say heaven and earth pass away, but your word will never fail. Not even a jot or tittle of your word would fail, Father. And so, Father, we leaning on you tonight, Father God. We asking you for strength, that your great mercy will continue to bless, Lord. And Father, we do pray for the elderly people, Father. We pray for children that can't protect themselves, the elderly, Lord, that need somebody. Father, send some help. Send somebody to help them, Lord, not to come and flim-flam and take and steal from them, but, Lord, to help them. Father, we know you in the... Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. We know that is your business, and we know you love us so much because you said you did. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. You wouldn't give your only son for somebody that you didn't love. We thank you, Lord, for your love, your mercy, and your grace. And, Father, we do humbly tonight ask you, Father, to grant us these blessings. Father, we thank you. We love you. We praise you. We ask these blessings in the strong and mighty name of Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, my dear. Mother McCormick, you have to turn that one of the lines off.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. We're going to have you connect through the phone. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you this afternoon, Lord God. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We're just going to give you the glory, the honor, because you are so awesome. You are so good. And, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for all the prayer warriors have already prayed, Lord, and what they have prayed about, how they have already sent that word out, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we realize, Heavenly Father God, that you are the author and the finish of our faith, and you are the one that sees, and you are the one that knows what we need before we even ask you. So, Lord, we come boldly to the throne this afternoon. We come calling on your name because we need you, Lord God. In a day and time like this, with so much stuff and so many things are going on in this world, we know, God, that you is the one that we call on right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you, Lord God, to look down on men and women everywhere, Lord God. Lord God, we realize somebody is standing in the need right now, Lord God. Somebody needs you, Lord God. Somebody needs you that don't even realize that they need you, Lord God. Somebody's walking in darkness in the night, Lord God. And Lord God, they realize that they're thinking that they're going right and they're going wrong, Father. God, we just ask you in the name of Jesus that you will pour out your anointing on them right now, God. And let them realize, God, that you are the heavenly Father, God. You are the one that made the world, hallelujah, Jesus. You are the one that's been there for us down through the years when we couldn't see our way, when we didn't even know how and what way we were going to come forth. But we just thank you on tonight, Lord. We realize your word let us know, Lord God. Your word tells us to let not our heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So, God, we come in the name of Jesus, God. We seek your word on tonight, Lord God. We call on your name right now, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to look down on those, Lord God, that might be going through or worrying about how they're going to pay their bills, or worried about how they're going to have a home to stay in. The home that they have might be trying to go foreclosure in some kind of way. We pray for those situations, Lord God. We pray for those that might need a job on tonight, Lord God. And Lord God, they may have a job there. They may have a little job doing a small thing, Lord God. But God, we pray even though they might be small at them, but we realize the word of God said not told us in the word not to despise small beginnings, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let us know, God, that you will make it big, even though it may be small in their eyes, but it's big in your eyes. So, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will touch people, Lord God, and let them realize, Heavenly Father God, that you are the one that's fighting the battle. You are the one that's working the situation out. Help us to hold fast on your word, God. Help us to stand on your word. Help us to stand and look to the hills from which cometh our help, knowing that all our help comes from you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, right now, Lord God, that you would just continue to touch your people, Lord. Oh, God, touch them right now, Lord God. Touch that man or that woman that might be in the hospital tonight, Lord God. Lord, touch that person, Lord God, that might be going through a kidney problem tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for them right now, Lord God, where the blood runs out of the machine and go right back into their body, Lord God. Purify that blood, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you are touched and have mercy on them right now, God, and fix that kidney for each and every one, Lord God, not just for my child, but somebody else out there, God, is going through the same thing. In the name of Jesus, that need that healing power, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Lord God, for those that might be going through a heart problem, Lord God. We pray for that situation in the name of Jesus, knowing, God, that they need their heart, God. They need that heart to pump. They need that blood to pump in their heart, right, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, God, we pray, Lord God, for those that might be going through allergy, Lord God, might have a problem with a breathing in their body, Lord God. I mean, the allergy is bothering them some kind of way. God, we pray for them that you'll release it right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody might be going through an eye problem on tonight, Lord, having a glaucoma in the eyes, or having the other one, I can't even call his name right now, but God, you know all about it in the name of Jesus. Touch right now. Have mercy on your Father. They have cataracts in their eyes. Thank you, Jesus. They have cataracts in their eyes right now. We ask you to touch them eyes. And it may be either those little things that be, those little floaters that come on their eyes where they can't see exactly like they desire to see. It's not clear. God, we ask you, Lord, to touch right now because we know, God, it's already done. It's already done because you said 2,000 years ago with your stripes that we are already healed. So help us to learn how to accept our healing. And we bind up the hand of the devil right now because he has no authority over people, Lord God, that's going through their sickness, Lord God. Help them to learn how to call on your name, Lord. Help them to learn how to look to you, Lord. Look to you, Father, in whatever situation. situation that they might be going through in the name of Jesus, because you is a good God. You are a God that's able, Lord God. You just want us to come to you, Lord. You just want us to come and talk to you and just cast our cares on you, because you care for us in the name of Jesus. Because you told us in Matthew 11 and 28 and 30, come unto me, all thee that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And so, God, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that people will realize, God, that people will come to their sense, Lord God, like the prodigal son did when he went out and did the things that he did, and how he had to come to his sense, how he had to come back and repent for the things that he had done wrong. But, God, I thank you for having mercy on it, and you didn't turn your back on it. In the name of Jesus, so, God, you won't turn your back on us. Even though people go astray sometimes, you still won't turn your back on us, because you said you love us. You said you would never leave us nor forsake us, God. And so, God, we thank you, Lord God. We praise you tonight, Lord. We lift you up on tonight for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do, Lord God. We pray for all the young babies, Lord God, all the young children, Lord God. So many of things are going on with people killing, Lord God, with people dying each and every hour and every day, Lord God. But little kids is being dying. God, we pray for these situations, God. And listen, oh God, as Susan was saying, I always say about the water, we pray for that water, God. That's just something about clean water. There is something about the water. I don't know what it is, but there's just something about the water. So God, we pray that you, Lord God, would keep us and you would touch somebody, Lord God, that touched that area, wherever the people that don't have clean water, that somehow, in some way, that they would get some clean water, God, that they won't have to drink that old nasty water with the floaters and bugs or whatever might be in it, that they can have that clean, fresh water, Lord, to be able to use it so they'll be able to have that good bath, that good shower, or be able to have that clean water in their body that they can be able to drink it so they can purify their body where they might be sick in their body. God, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, because we know you are able, Lord God, to do it all, God. You already done it all, always. Already done. It's already done. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your word. We thank you for that word, because we know we got to stand. When we stand, we have to stand on the word. We have to believe what the word say. The word is the only thing that's going to change our life. The word is the only thing that's going to help us to be able to go forward. Because when we get into the knowledge and read the word, that word will open up our understanding and let us see where we're wrong, where we see where we went wrong at, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So, God, we pray for that man, that silly woman, that girl, boy out there that think they might be walking the right way. We pray for them right now, God, that you will touch that old stony heart and put in a heart of flesh, Lord God, that they will be able to realize, God, that you are the healer, you are the deliverer, God. We ask you to move the darkness off of them, move the blindness off their eyes, and let them realize, Heavenly Father, it's all about you. It ain't all about this materialistic stuff down here. The Bible said heaven and earth are going to pass away, but the word of God is going to stand. So God, help us, Lord God, to stand. Help us to keep our focus on you. Help us to realize, God, it is all about you. You made us. You know all about us. You know every hair on our head, in the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you, Lord God. Help us not to walk so proud and so this and that, thinking we got it made, because we don't even have it made down here. We don't even know what the next minute going on. We don't even know. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that people will come to the knowledge of the truth and realize, Heavenly Father, that you are the answer. You are the answer for everything that we are going through in the name of Jesus. Father God, we love you on tonight. We appreciate you. And we just thank you for everything that you're doing, everything that you're going to do for your people. We pray for our prayer warrior, Lord God. We pray for Pastor Hubbard, Lord God. We ask you to continue to bless her. Continue to go with her and stand by her, God. Continue to go with her as she go forward with a test that she got to go forward with this week. God, be with her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Anything her heart desire need, God, you grant it to her, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray, Lord, for all the rest of the prayer warriors. I'm not going to call all the names out, but God, you know who they are. In the name of Jesus, all over the world, God, one that's standing in the gap for other people, Lord God. God, we pray for them, that you will give them strength and that you will keep them hold up, that they'll be able to pray for people, Lord God, that they will learn, they will continue to deny themselves and be able, Lord, to pray for other ones, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you so much, Lord, for all that you're doing in all our life, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, for these shooters, God. We pray for these evil men and women that's out here, Lord God, things that's going on in the world, because we know, God, their time is drawing near. It's nearer than what they even think, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, so God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the word right now, Lord God, because you told us also in the word, you said in Psalms 107:6, then they cried out unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. Letting us know when we just cry out to the Lord, God, you will come and see about us. You'll come and see us just like a mother come and see about her child. You'll come and see about, because you know your children. You know your children. You know the cryers. You know the cry when they make that cry. And you'll come and see about them. And that's what I love, God. I love you so much, God, and I thank you, Father. I thank you all for what you're doing. And I ask you to continue to keep our mind, God, because we're living in the last days. We live in a time, there's so many things that are going on in the world. So much has happened, like our sister already said. So many things are going on, but we know that you got it all in control for us, God. You're the only one that can work out a situation. You're the only one that can take us through, Lord God. We can't even take our own self through. We just thank you, Lord God, for how you wake us up in the morning time. You don't have to do it, but you look beyond our fault when you see our needs. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, for just helping us to wake up and helping us to be able to walk and be able, Lord God, to put on our own clothes. Because so many, some people don't even know they're in the world today, Lord. Even though they're in the world, but they don't even know they're still in the world because of Alzheimer's dementia, Lord God. God, we pray for those people like that, Lord God. We ask you to touch them. Have mercy on them right now, Lord God. We pray, Heavenly Father God, that you would go into the hospital and in the homes everywhere, the nursing home, that you would breathe on people, Lord God, that you would let your anointing flow, go down those aisles and touch everyone that might be in a bed right now, Lord. Oh, God, we know you can do it. We're just waiting on the miracle, Lord. We're just waiting on a miracle. We're just waiting on these people to come out of these beds, Lord God. I'm just believing, God, for people to come out of the hospital and come out of them nursing homes that's been in the bed for a long time and be able to tell somebody that's been sitting around doing nothing all this time, be able to tell us what you have already, God, have already revealed to you in the name of Jesus. Because I know you can do it, God. You raised the dead. That ain't too hard. You raised the dead. So I know you can do it. I know you can raise people up. They're still alive. They're still here for some reason. They're here for a reason. So, God, I ask you to do it for us. God, I thank you, Lord God. I honor you. I appreciate you. I thank you, Lord God. Even though it was rough trying to get on, but I thank you, God. I want to pray. I just thank you, Lord God, and I thank you for working it out. Working out for me, Father. Because I know, God, that when we just hold on, if we just don't get so excited, just hold on and wait on you, God. You'll come and see about them. Sometimes we get too in a hurry trying to fix things ourselves. But if we can just hold on to you, you'll work it out. And so I thank you, Lord. I thank you right now, God, because you are a merciful God. You are so good to us, God. And God, continue, Lord, to keep us as we walk this journey. Keep us, Lord God, and help us to keep our focus. Our focus on you, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, we pray for the whole world of people, for everybody, because everybody is somebody. And we thank you for it right now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the holy name of God. We thank God for the persistence in pursuing. And as we often do, if we can't get you on one way, we can set it up for the telephone, glory to God, so the enemy will be a light.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. I'm open to the line for anyone that have a prayer request, but I'm going to ask real quick, will Mother Alexander pray tonight, because I have to step away from this phone for just a few minutes. So I'm going to have to ask her to open up and just pray for about 5 minutes or 3 minutes. I should be right back. Vitally important.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we come boldly to the throne of grace, Lord God, thanking you for being so merciful to us, Heavenly Father. Lord, we know that you are the only living God, and we know your word said, ask, And we know your promises to us is that ask and believe when we ask to receive, Lord. Lord, we come right now in the name of Jesus, binding up the works of the enemy right now, because he shall not have authority and dominion, Lord. Father God, you gave us authority, power, and dominion here on earth. Help us to know that we can stand boldly and proclaim it, Father God. Lord, you said in your word, if we pray, help us to know, Lord God, that you already gave us authority over disease and sickness. We bind this false spirit up that come attack the brothers and sisters. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. Aches and pain, diseases, we command it to loose the body because it shall not have dominion in the body. Father God, your word said, Lord God, if we pray, so Lord, that let us know that we have the authority and the dominion, Lord, to pray these false spirits out of our bodies. Pray down in the name of Jesus, binding it up and casting it out back to the pit where it comes from. Because, Father, your word said, whatever we bind and hurt is bind in heaven. You gave us the authority and the dominion, Lord God, to bind the works of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we come against it with the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus, binding up this false spirit of aches, pain, disease, and sickness that come against the body of Christ. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we command it to loose in the mighty name of Jesus. It has no authority over the body of Christ. Lord, you are the only way, Lord Jesus. Help us to stand faithful, Lord God. Help us to know that we are children of the mighty God. Help us to stand faithful in doing what you gave us to do, Lord God, and knowing that we have authority and we have the dominion, Lord. Father God, help us to walk this journey right. We plead the blood of Jesus. Any sickness, any disease that try to cling on to anybody of the family members, we binding it up right now in the name of Jesus. And we command it to loose right now in the name of Jesus. Father, your promise, he said, Lord, whatever we bind and hurt is already bound in heaven. Help us, Lord, to walk in that authority. Help us, Lord, to use faith strong in your word, Lord God, because your word said it. So by faith, Lord, we claim in victory in the name of Jesus. No matter what it is, Lord God, we know that your word is power in the word. We know that you gave us victory over the adversary. We know that you gave us authority and power and dominion over the adversary. So these fiery darts got to loose in the mighty name of Jesus. It shall not have dominion and it shall not have authority over your daughters, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being merciful to us, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for opening doors for us, Lord. Lord, we bless you, we glorify you, we magnify you, we give you all the glory and praise, Heavenly Father, because we know you are the God that heal and you are the God that deliver. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Glory.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for standing the gap one for another. Praise the Lord. Amen. All the lines are open now. Glory to God for anyone desiring prayer. And thank God, glory to God, for the power of prayer. Even what God has prayed tonight, you might even found some of your answers even in the word through prayer. And we give God glory. So, but if there's anyone that... Excuse me. Anyone that's standing in prayer, understand the need of prayer, or either want to stand and practice for someone. Praise the Lord. With the line
amen. I got a prayer request. Medicine BJ. I have a prayer request. When I went to my visit today, there's a lady by the name of Miranda. She goes to my church. And her daughter, her name is Janet. The mother name is Janet. But her daughter name is Miranda, and Miranda has a medical condition, and she's now taking chemo. So she asked me to, you know, to pray for her daughter. So that's what we're requested for, is to pray that God will just touch that condition, and we plead the blood of Jesus against the attack against her body, and that God will just heal her body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. So that, praise God, is the prayer request that I have for tonight. Thank you, ma'am.
That's part of the prayer you just said, so we're going to come in agreement with what you said and continue to pray, praise the Lord, because you spoke some things already in the prayer, so we're going to stand and touch and agree with what you just spoken and believe God that for the divine healing.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And those with skin disorders, that's right. I thought I knew, had one more. Those with skin disorders, people are suffering with, sometimes it could be an anxiety that's causing a skin disorder, some allergies. So we're praying against those skin disorders that people are suffering from in the name of Jesus. And God, divine word with his anointing go forth to set free, heal, and deliver in Jesus' name. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Lord.
We have a sister, her name is Robinson. She, they told me today that she is in the hospital. She had back surgery.
Okay.
I want to pray for her. And I would like to get in a prayer for Yvonne. I haven't heard nothing from her. I don't know how she's doing. Doctor's daughter.
Oh, yeah, I remember Yvonne.
Yeah.
Okay, Mother, you go ahead and check it. Go ahead and take that prayer. So we can be able to cover everything tonight. I'm just doing something a little bit different. Go ahead and do that prayer request on the, what you just said. Sister Robinson's back surgery.
Robinson,
they said
a surgery. Oh, we can go ahead and pray.
Okay. Go ahead and pray, Mother.
Father God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for touching Yvonne, Robinson back, Lord God. Father God, we know that you is a doctor. We know you is a healer. And we know your word said by your stripes we are healed. So, Lord God, I'm thanking you for healing our Lord God, that she will be up again and going doing what she has to do in the name of Jesus. I thank you for healing our Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
You said you had a prayer request for Yvonne.
Oh.
BJ.
Yes.
Okay. I was going to respond. I talked to Yvonne. Maybe it's a little less than 2 weeks now, and she's still having some trouble with her, you know, that scleroderma that's on her feet. Her feet has sores. And
oh, you didn't say that.
Right. She was having some more medical issues. You know, she was on oxygen before she moved from over here at the house over here by down by Leesburg Road, but she said she was thankful to the Lord, but you know she's still having some medical challenges, so we're just continuing to keep her in prayer. But I did speak with her. I think it's been a little less than 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I think that's about that time he told me. Okay, Mother Alexander, you can pray for her leg then.
We thank God. Lord God, you see it all and you know what Yvonne going through. Well, Lord God, we asking you, Heavenly Father, touch our body, Lord. Father, we know you said by your stripe we are healed. We binding up all these activity in our body, this disease, this situation that attack our body so long, Lord. But Lord, we know that your word said, by your stripe, we are healed. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to strengthen us, and we claim in healing, Lord God. Healing in our legs, Lord. Healing, Lord God. That she able to get up and keep moving again, Lord God. Because we know it's in the name of Jesus that he was crucified for us. By his stripe, we are healed. Oh, Father God, thank you, Lord God, for bringing comfort to Yvonne, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh,
any other prayer requests? Praise the Lord. We thank you for those that already responded. I pray, Lord, to God, the Lord continue to bless Yvonne Edwards. Touch her body, strengthen her, and encourage her, build her spirit up. Thank you, Lord God, for the anointing that you have on her life. And no matter what the enemy says, he's a liar, she will be restored and raised back up to do great and mighty things for the Lord. We pray, glory to God, that you will encourage her heart to continue to stand on the word and walk by faith and not by sight, no matter what the enemy said. We pray even some of the same prayer, glory to God, that you will bless Sister Rachel, God, that she will just keep holding on to the word of God and not lean to the left or the right, binding up every voice, every satanic foul spirit that would try to come in and intercept what God has already done. We got so much to be grateful for and thankful for. God, I thank you, Lord God, that she will have peace in her home, that she will be able to hear the voice of God clearly. God, I'm praying that you even put people in her path for relationships that she can be able to pray with or be able to have some time out and be able to be strengthened. Glory to God, iron sharpened iron. God, we bless you again. We thank you for Pastor Bird tonight. God, wherever she is, we're praying, God, all is well, praying for her sister that's coming, her older sister that's coming from Florida, whatever day that is this week, that they'll travel from Florida, glory to God, safely from Orlando with no problems, no complications. Praying, glory to God, for Prophetess Mary, that God, you restore whatever is going on to bring on Alzheimer's, whether it's through the medication or whether it's through that kidney that is acting up her kidneys or whatever. We are praying those functioning, any toxins, anything that's in there, glory to God, any impurities, anything, glory to God, to bring inflammation and any other problems that are going on, God, we are praying that you heal and deliver. But whatever whatever medical care needs to have, God, let them be on one accord in what they have to do. Pray for all of our children, our grandchildren, our CC, yes, and even the attacks of, glory to God, of people that we don't know where the enemy is attacking these children and trying and taking out lives. But, God, we've got to keep standing in the gap and believing God, healing and deliverance, a different mindset, and even go over there for some things that are beyond their control, that they are not in the wrong place at the wrong time, but just bullets just being flying places because people are so evil out here. Got so many vendettas against each other or either just out there just having a wild time, partying or whatever. God, is innocent people, Jesus and bystanders are getting killed because of it. God, we are praying, shielding and protection and awakening in the name of Jesus. God, we just bless you for all that you're doing and the great things you are doing and keeping our eyes fixed on you. Thank you for your protection and your shield and your blood covering over us every day. Thank you for the prayers this night. Thank you for the word last night. Thank you for the faithful warriors. God, we pray for Brother Black to continue to touch him, strengthen him. And, God, we're believing, God, for healing and that, glory to God, in full sight is going to be manifest again. Thank you for that sight that he has in Christ Jesus. Well, we thank you, Lord God, for you blessing him and stirring up the fire in him too as well. We just love you tonight. Thank you for the praise report. We thank you for the ones, glory, I didn't speak, but, glory to God, they're out there. But we're thanking you for the manifestation. And, God, help us to stay qualified, not in our own merits, but according to what your words say, according to what your words say, that we will find ourselves in compliance with your word so we can maximize everything that you've given us to do and that anointing and the strength and the courage and the giftings and the talents that you've given us, that we can inspire others and encourage them, glory to God, hallelujah, for the best quality of life that they can have in Christ Jesus. God, we're thanking you for your love and your actions in love, restoring, transforming us, glory out to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. If I didn't miss anybody, we're going to get ready to close the line tonight. And also on second Sunday, I think we get later than hung up, but it'll be myself prayerfully and Pastor Bird. We got to confirm whether she'll be on. And also Minister Brenda that did get to speak, praise God, through last night in that service because she was, you know, supporting and had that service at Pastor Burton for that revival. We pray, glory to God, that we'll be able to find out who is going to be on and pray and seek out the face of the Lord and find out how what that message is going to be on, whether it still be under the influence or whether he will give us another title, a theme. And also I'll be checking with Minister Noom too as well. But in the meantime, be blessed of the Lord, be encouraged. Thank God for all of you and pray God's blessings that you have a marvelous and wonderful week and angels be in camp, a hunger and a thirst even the more, and God speak with revelations, not just the knowledge, but we will have revelation of what his word is saying and strengthen us to be able to carry out. We speak in life and to that you'll be able to achieve everything that God has given you to do. Amen, amen. Praise God. Well, I thank you again. Thank you for being on your post, Mother Alexander, because
uh-huh.
that was needed right there. Boston uh-huh. was calling me.
God be the glory, baby. To God be the glory. Now, you know, my
praise
phone
God.
Is acting up. Daniel, it's cracking up. I have to move from my ears.
Praise
I can't
God.
Keep it busy, but I'm not giving no place to that false spirit. No
That's
place.
Right, praise God. They was acting up on Mother McCormick's phone. She didn't try back and forth on the line, but she was saying she could hear us, but I couldn't hear I couldn't hear her at all. So Mother
I'm
McCormick is on the cell phone to connect. So
yes,
do you hang up?
That's it. I run in the kitchen, then I run in the next room,
going
to, back.
My daughter's going to be going in the different hospital she's going to put in for the kitten. So she's supposed to leave early in the morning. Your spot cut out. I believe that's what it is. So she'll be going. She's going to put her name on the list there.
In some place in South Carolina?
Yes. She went to Winston-Salem the first time.
Uh-huh.
Now she's going to Greenville.
Okay.
And then to put in.
That's
yeah.
over near Pastor Bird. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she's going there tomorrow.
So just
keep it in prayer because she just won't hurt. She says she just don't want nobody that, you know, she want to live in somebody that's alive, kitten. But I told her, I say, whatever the Lord say, baby, I say, let God, just leave it alone and pray and let God work it out. And I say, when you work it out, it's going to be fixed. It's going to be right.
Amen.
Let him fix it.
That's the only way they transport them anyway. We just have to know that that's what it is. Just have to settle her spirit, man. If it's going to accept one, that's what they try to do.
Uh-huh.
That's why it's so important to get there as soon as they call you.
Yeah.
So there's no other way.
Yeah. So.
Praise God. Mother Amela, quickly, Mother Mother Alexander, we pray. Mother Willette, will you go ahead and pray?
Yes, ma'am. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you so much. Lord God, you're just so good to us. And we lift up Teresa right now in the name of Jesus. God, you know her heart desire. God, we thank you that you can do anything. And we thank you, Lord God, for taking care of this kidney issue. Lord God, if you want to go ahead and just renew her kidney, restore it to a 100% functioning order in the name of Jesus without having to have a transplanted kidney, then God, you do it in the name of Jesus. And I touch and agree with Mother McCormick how she said, however you want to work it out, we know you use people, doctors, Lord God, and we thank you for that. And we thank you for wisdom. And God, as she go to Greenville, we pray for your angels to be encamped about her, to go before in the name of Jesus. And as she put her name on the list, I pray favor, Lord God. If that's the route that you want her to take, I pray for favor to be on that list. And I pray for a short waiting time for the right kidney for her in Christ Jesus' name. God, we love you. We pray for others that may have to go through some form of transplant. It may be a lung transplant. It may be an eye transplant, whatever it might be. But, God, we pray for divine favor and deliverance, Lord God, and healing to be released for those that are waiting on transplants at the name of Jesus. But in the meantime, God, you be their strength and fight the devil while he fight against them. God, you deliver them from every attack at the name of Jesus. And we thank you in advance. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing because we know you want us to be whole, well, and safe in Jesus' name. We pray the prayer of faith with expectation that is done according to your word, hallelujah, that whatsoever we ask, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee. And we honor you, Father, and we pray the prayer of faith in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we bless the Lord. We believe in by faith. God's going to bless in a tremendous way. Keep looking up to God and touch your heart and take out any anxiety, any worry,
any fears, anything that the enemy is trying to play over her mind. God, if you're going to believe, God, that this is the way that we're going to go, then God help her to just to rest in him, keep her eyes focused like the mother just said in her heart, just resting in the Lord, that it is well, it is well. So we speak peace to her in Jesus' name. Father, we just thank you tonight for a blessing and wonderful move of God in Jesus' name, for blood covering over all the families, everyone represented on the line, and all that's before the Lord on their hearts. Glory to God, as my sister earlier said, Minister Brenda, the unspoken requests. We thank the Lord. Amen. We love you. Be blessed of the Lord. Have a wonderful week. Pray, glory to God, that the Lord continue to bless the ministry. Glory to God and all the technology that we can be able to continue to carry out whatever assignment. We pray whatever he's given you all in your gifts and talents for the ministries that are in you and in your churches or wherever it is, that God bless in a miraculous way. And that we stay focused at this hour and time. Even with the stuff going on in the cosmos, on the TV that we hear, the things that are going on around our country and our president, the things that he has to go overseas, and God, we just praying God's blessing, protection, and shield, even for our country. So at this time, we cast those cares back to the Lord and call our peace back and our joy and walking in it in Jesus' name with the whole armor. Amen. We love you all. Thank you. Shalom.
Thank you.
Oh, wait a minute before y'all hang up. Praise the Lord. I just saw Minister Noel on the phone, Elder. Did you have a prayer request, my sister?
No, ma'am. I didn't
have
a prayer request.
Well, we thank God for your name already been called up too anyway, but we thank God for you and what God is doing in you. Pray your body is being strengthened and encouraged in Jesus' name. All right, then. We love you, everybody. Have a blessed night and continue to look up to the hills with coming to your help and keep praising him until we get our breakthroughs and as he uses for his glory. Amen. We love you.
Amen.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Good night. Shalom. Hallelujah.
The devil is a liar.